Yes, I'm going to do that, yes. The question is, why is it that scientists seem to be saying GMOs are safe and I'm saying that's not the case? Firstly, I want to point out I'm not the only scientist who's saying this. There are a lot of other scientists who are now becoming aware of that, especially people like Dr. Skinner and colleagues. But this is becoming a universal kind of recognition in the scientific community. What's going on right now is we need to educate the public as to what's going on. And there's not too much information out there yet about that. Yes?
What's worse, the GMOs or the pesticides used on
them? What's worse, GMOs or the pesticides used on them? One of the things I wanted to show you in this lecture was the interconnectedness of pesticides, fertilizers, and certain GMO products that I specifically defined. We cannot be looking at one thing and saying, okay, if we get rid of this, our problem is solved. We can go home. We have to think about this in the nature of the way everything is interconnected with everything else. We cannot just simply say we've got one problem here or we've got one chemical that does one particular thing, because none of these chemicals do a single thing. They're all capable and they all do all kinds of things at all levels of biological organization. So we really need to rethink the whole paradigm about how we're functioning, and that's what the organic movement really is all about. We're trying to change the entire paradigm of how we raise food and how we produce it. Yes?
Can you